Welcome to the Gentleman's Podcast. I am your host, Kevin Wilson, and I want to talk to the fellas today about making sure that you are mentally strong when it comes to life in general. And the reason why I'm saying that as a man we need to be mentally strong is because we can lose a lot of things in life that has really, really caused us to act a certain way or do things a certain way. We can lose touch with reality if our mind is not capable of handling all of the things that are around us. For a very long time, we just sit back and, you know, society tells us to act a certain way, do things a certain way. And for the very longest, we never really sat back and really had our own mindset to life. It was more of, okay, whatever our family tell us what to do, media family, or whatever our friends say that we should do, whatever society tells us to do, you know, that's what we do. Because at the end of the day, our purpose was to make sure that everything around us is perfectly fine. But in reality, we was losing and missing out on some of the greatest things of all time. And that was the direction and the guidance that we needed to be on. Basically, the paths that we needed to be on. We lost our way because we was thinking of so much of inside of a box to it. Caused us to lose focus and lose sight of things, you know. But we have to stop doing things like that. We got to wake up and understand and realize that nothing in this world can get done appropriately in our lives until we make the decision of we have to control our lives. And that means in far as relationships, we still have to control our minds. In marriage, in dating, in our business, in our work environment, we still have to control our minds. We can't become slaves and puppets to society and to people. Because if you become the very instant that you become a slave to society and to people and individuals, you have lost everything that you're supposed to be standing for. You now don't understand what your purpose in life is. You now don't understand the direction that you need to go in. And you don't understand what it is that God has called you and led you to do. And for that reason, now you're sitting back living in a world of a complete regret. You're living in shadows. You're living in anger. You're living in hurt. You're living in depression. And once all of those things kick in, then the next things that could come up is not nothing good unless you're able to dig yourself out of it mentally. And you have to have a good supporting cast around you in order to be able to do that. So, fellas, just sit back, think about your lives, man. Really sit back and think about your lives. Open your minds, open your heart, open your spirit. Let the spirit itself guide you. Don't let the world guide you. Don't let man lead you. Don't let society lead you. Don't let other folks lead you. Because the very day you let other folks lead you, that's the day that you have lost all touch of reality and sense of reality. But I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back and we're going to talk about this a little bit more. Welcome back to the Gentleman's Podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Wilson. And earlier, I was just sitting back and talking about, fellas, don't let the world control your mind. Don't become a puppet to the world, because the world can easily manipulate you into thinking that it's okay to do one thing, but in reality, it's not. And the reason why I'm saying this is that I've seen a lot of guys go through this. They go through having to feel like we are having to perform like we some type of circus animals. We have to perform like we are some kind of we're still in living as slaves, you know. And it does a lot of damage. And it's hard for a lot of men to come out of that because of the way things are, is that we sit back and we don't talk about what's on our mind, because that's the way society has deemed us, is that we don't talk about what's on our mind. So we just sit back and we just hold it in and hold it in, and to the point where, hey, either we're going to lash out our family and friends, we're going to lash out at them, or we're going to commit suicide and kill ourselves, because that's the quick and easy and simple way to handle our problems. But in reality, it's not. So guys, I just want to let you know that, hey man, you all are not alone out there. We all struggle. Every man on this earth struggles in some shape, form, or fashion at some point of time. We struggle with that. It's hard for us to regain our mind. First of all, it's hard for us to control our minds, because as kids, we never have our minds. And that goes for a lot of us. We are never in control of our mind. We're always having somebody to control us, tell us what to do, how to do it, when to do it, and what to do it, and what to do. And the ones that don't have nobody telling them that stuff, it's a bad thing in so many ways, because they just, like, they goes off the deep end. So I don't, sometimes it's good to have people controlling your mindset at an early age, but as time goes on, it's a cutoff point, it's a cutoff period. But what I mean by controlling early age, give your young one, the kids, a little bit of freedom mentally to make their own decisions, to walk their own path. And that's something that has not been able to do. And especially in the lives of a man, because we have always been told we're the providers, we're the protectors, we have to make sure everything is taken care of. They never said once, gentlemen, sit down and just talk about what's going on in your mind. Sit down and just open up to the world. Just sit down and think, what do you want to do with life? We never was taught that we have the freedom to choose what we want to do. We've always been taught that we have to be a certain way. We have to act a certain way. We have to do a certain thing. We never had that mentally freedom, because it was always being pushed in a direction of masculinity, to the point of either you're going to be dominant in one area or you're going to be dominant in another area. And at the same time, that's caused a lot of friction in relationships and everything too, because we don't understand how to sit down and talk about what's going on. And women rebel against those things because they don't want to feel like a man is controlling them, because of the way society is teaching them as well. So it's a lot of things that's going on in society that's just really, really just started to doom our relationships, our marriages, and just life in general as individuals. So, man, we have to really, really sit down and really think about how we want to go by life. How do we want to go by doing things? What do we want our life to become? You know, so it's just a struggle for all of us to try to survive, but especially men, because the suicide rate is high in men, because we feel like we don't have nowhere to talk to. We don't have nowhere to turn. We have nobody to talk to. And by us not having nobody to talk to, it causes us to hold inside a lot of things. That's why we get sometimes a lot of domestic violence, because we hold in so much to the point where we just get to a breaking point and we mentally snap. And instead of us mentally snapping, breaking down, we mentally snap and become more physically violent to an individual. So, you know, we have to understand that the mentality of a man is very strong. But at the same time, too, had to understand as well is that we don't know how to release that energy, that pressure that is being built up inside of us. We don't know how to do that. And if we don't know how to do that, then it comes out in other ways, in aggression and anger and rage and hostility, rather than communicating. You know, so guys, my thing is it takes some time out. I know the world got us working all the time, got us having to take care of kids and family, make sure that everybody around you is good, and make sure that life itself is straight. But take some time out. Take some time off from work. Take some time away from the family. Man, just sit down and figure out what you want to do in life. And when you come to that conclusion, if don't nobody like it, oh well. If decisions you make, people don't like them, oh well. You have to make the decision that's best for you. Just long as you know that decision comes from within, and it is a decision that is spirit-led. I mean, when I say spirit-led, you have soul-searched yourself and found you finally, and made that decision to make that move, whatever that move is, man. Make that move. Don't sit around and let nobody else continue to hold you mentally, hold you down physically, hold you down spiritually. Because, man, the more you be held down, the worse you can become as a man. And you got to realize eyes are on you. So the less you do, the weaker you are mentally. People is like ravished animals. They feed off of that, and they try their best to destroy you in every which way off of that. So stand strong. We don't have to stand strong physically. We don't have to be all macho and aggressive. But stand strong in your decision. Stand strong in your mind. Let your mind do your talking. Let your mind do your walking for you. Let your mind manifest itself on a physical plane, not only on a spiritual plane, but also on a physical plane as well. But that's all the time I have today. I hope y'all have a great day, and be safe, be blessed, and always remember, keep your mind open to the world, and don't let the world take you for a ride that you're not ready to jump on.